Acts chapter 22.
Paul said, "My Jewish brothers and fathers, listen to me. I will make my defense to you now." The Jews heard Paul speaking in Aramaic, so they became very quiet. Paul said, "I am a Jew. I was born in Tarsus in the country of Cilicia. I grew up in this city of Jerusalem. I was a student of Gamaliel. He carefully taught me everything about the law of our ancestors. I was very serious about serving God, the same as all of you here today. I persecuted the people who believed in the way of Jesus. Some of them were killed because of me. I arrested men and women, and I put them in jail. The high priest and the whole council of the Jewish elders can tell you that this is true. One time these leaders gave me some letters. The letters were to the Jewish brothers in the city of Damascus. I was going there to arrest the followers of Jesus and bring them back to Jerusalem for punishment. However, something happened to me on my way to Damascus. It was about noon when I came close to the city. Suddenly, a bright light from the sky shined all around me. I fell to the ground. I heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' I asked, 'Who are you, Lord?' The voice answered me, 'I am Jesus from Nazareth, the one you are persecuting.' I said, 'What should I do, Lord?' The Lord Jesus answered me, 'Get up and go into Damascus. There you will be told about all of the things I have planned for you to do.' The men who were with me did not understand the voice, but they saw the light. I couldn't see because the intense light had blinded me, so the men led me into Damascus by the hand. In Damascus, a man named Ananias came to me. He was a devout man. He obeyed the law of Moses. All of the Jews who lived there respected him. Ananias came to me, stood over me, and said to me, 'Brother Saul, you can see again.' At that moment, I was able to see him. Ananias told me, 'The God of our ancestors chose you a long time ago to know his plan. God wanted you to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all persons. You will tell them about the things you have seen and heard. Now don't wait any longer. Rise up, get yourself immersed, and get your sins washed away, trusting in his name.' Later I came back to Jerusalem. I was praying in the temple courtyard, and I saw a vision. I saw Jesus, and he said to me, 'Hurry, leave Jerusalem now. The people here won't accept the truth you tell about me.' I said, 'But Lord, the people know that I was the one who put the believers in jail and beat them. I went through all the synagogues to find and arrest those who believe in you. The people also know that I was there when Stephen, your witness, was killed. I stood there and agreed that they should kill him. I even held the robes of the men who were killing him. But Jesus said to me, "Leave now. I will send you far away to non-Jewish people." The people stopped listening when Paul spoke this last sentence. They all shouted, "Kill him! Get him out of the world! A man like this should not be allowed to live!" They yelled and threw off their robes. They threw dust into the air. Then the commander ordered the soldiers to take Paul into the fortress. He told the soldiers to beat Paul. The commander wanted to force Paul to tell him why the people were shouting against him like this. As the soldiers were tying up Paul, preparing to beat him, Paul asked an officer who was standing there, "Do you have the right to beat a Roman citizen who has not been proven guilty?" When the officer heard this, he went to the commander and told him about it. The officer asked, "Do you know what you're doing? This man is a Roman citizen." The commander came to Paul and asked, "Tell me, are you really a Roman citizen?" Paul answered, "Yes." The commander said, "I paid a lot of money to become a Roman citizen." But Paul said, "I was born a Roman citizen." The men who were preparing to torture Paul moved away from him immediately. The commander was afraid because he had already bound Paul and then realized that Paul was a Roman citizen. The next day, the commander decided to learn why the Jews were accusing Paul. So he commanded the most important priests and the entire Jewish council to meet together. Then he brought Paul out and took his chains off. Then he made Paul stand before their meeting.